All right, diving into the world of DeepSeek today, this open source AI model that seems to be everywhere you look. We've got articles, tutorials, we've even got stories from people who are actually using it. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll know exactly what DeepSeek is and why it's got everyone so fired up.
Yeah, the really fascinating thing about DeepSeek is how it kind of turns the whole AI landscape on its head. For a long time, it's been the big companies like OpenAI who've had control over these really powerful models. And now, suddenly, with DeepSeek, anyone with the right hardware can potentially run them, and maybe even for free.
Okay, that's pretty intriguing. So DeepSeek R1, that's the model that's been making all the headlines, right? I keep seeing it compared to ChatGPT, but with this open source twist. And we've even seen some stuff suggesting people are ditching their paid ChatGPT subscriptions and going all in on DeepSeek. What's driving that kind of shift?
Well, DeepSeek was created by a Chinese company, and they've put out several open-weight large language models, LLMs, as they're often called. And DeepSeek R1 is just one of them, but it's the one that's really captured people's attention.
I've seen comparisons to GPT-4 in terms of performance, and some benchmarks even show DeepSeek R1 coming out on top. Is that what's causing all this buzz?
It's definitely part of it. The performance is impressive. But it's not just that. It's also the fact that DeepSeek R1 is way cheaper to train, especially compared to other models that have the same kind of scale and complexity. That affordability is a huge factor.
Got it. So we've got power, we've got affordability, and it's open source. That's a pretty compelling combination. One of the articles actually described DeepSeek as like a Dyson sphere of computing power. What did they mean by that?
I think the Dyson sphere idea is meant to be a metaphor, right? It's about how DeepSeek can harness and distribute all this massive computing power. But instead of using it to power like an entire civilization, it's focused on solving everyday problems and helping people innovate in different fields.
Okay, that's a really interesting analogy, but how does it actually work in practice? Like, how easy is it for someone to get their hands on DeepSeek and start using it?
Well, that's where Llama comes in. It's an open source tool that lets you download and run these LLMs, like DeepSeek, on your own hardware. We actually saw examples of DeepSeek R1 running on everything from a Raspberry Pi, although that was pretty slow.
Wow, a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, all the way up to a super powerful Ampere 1 server.
Wow. Okay. So we've got DeepSeek, the model itself. We've got Llama, which lets you run it. But then there's also Docker and Open Web UI mentioned in the source material. How do those fit into the picture? What do they actually do?
Think of it this way. DeepSeek is the brain, the raw power. Llama is the engine that makes that brain work. Docker is like the container, a safe environment where everything can run smoothly. And Open Web UI, that's your dashboard, the interface that lets you actually interact with DeepSeek.
So you're saying that even someone who's not like a super technical AI expert could potentially set this up and start using DeepSeek.
Absolutely. The barrier to entry is so much lower now. And that's a big part of why DeepSeek is generating all this excitement. It opens up tons of possibilities for developers, researchers, really anyone who's curious about what AI can do.
And you can see that in the source material. It's full of examples of what people are already doing with DeepSeek. Like, there's this one developer who made custom VS Code extensions that let them interact with DeepSeek directly inside their coding environment. That's got to be a huge productivity boost.
Yeah. And that's just one example. There's also a Japanese language learning assistant built with DeepSeek. There are tools for things like binary search, even somebody using it to transcribe Japanese text from images.
Wait, hold on. Transcribing from images. Which DeepSeek model is doing that? That sounds unbelievably powerful.
That one's using DeepSeek V3. It really shows how versatile the model is, how it could be used for all sorts of data, not just text.
Okay, so DeepSeek can clearly do some amazing things. But let's get real for a second. Running these massive AI models locally, even with tools like Llama and Docker, there's got to be some challenges, right?
Yeah, definitely some things to consider. Even a high-end RTX 4080 graphics card was having trouble running the larger versions of DeepSeek smoothly, according to the source material.
So what does that mean for people who don't have the latest and greatest hardware? They can't all just go out and buy a top-of-the-line GPU, can they?
Well, that's where distilled models come in. The source material actually recommends these for people with less powerful hardware. Basically, they're like compressed versions of the full models. You get similar capabilities, but they take up less space, which makes them a lot easier to handle.
Makes sense. So you're giving up a bit of raw power in exchange for more accessibility. Are there any other trade-offs to think about when running DeepSeek locally? Like, is stability ever a problem?
Stability can be an issue. The source material mentions a few cases where computers actually restarted because they were overwhelmed by the demands of these large models.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's a reminder that we're still figuring out the best ways to harness this technology.
So even if you can technically run a model, there's a chance it could overload your system if you're not careful. Something to keep in mind. But even with those challenges, it seems like DeepSeek is making waves. The source material even mentioned that DeepSeek caused a dip in NVIDIA's stock price. What does that tell us?
I think the dip in NVIDIA's stock price is a sign of a bigger shift that's happening. Open source models like DeepSeek are changing the AI world. And even the big players are starting to feel it. We're seeing a change in who holds the power. More control and accessibility is being given to individual users and smaller organizations.
So where do we go from here? What does this mean for the future of AI? Are we going to see more open source models like DeepSeek? And what about the hardware? Are we going to need specialized hardware to really take advantage of these models? Or will we see advancements in regular computers that make them more accessible?
Those are great questions, and they lead us right into the next part of our deep dive.
All right, let's dig a little deeper and see what the future holds for open source AI and what it all means for us.
Yeah, the future of open source AI is it's looking pretty bright. And DeepSeek is really just the beginning. You know, I think we're going to see even more powerful, even more specialized models coming out, and they'll be shared openly with everyone.
This whole shift towards open source AI is fascinating. You mentioned that dip in NVIDIA's stock price, and that really suggests some major disruption is happening in the industry. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Well, you know, NVIDIA has been the big player when it comes to providing the hardware, those GPUs everyone needs for AI development. But now, with these open source models, you don't always need those specialized, expensive GPUs. A lot of these models can actually run on more common hardware, and that's kind of shaking things up. It opens up the market for other companies to provide hardware solutions.
So does that mean those super expensive, dedicated GPUs might become a thing of the past? What's coming next in terms of hardware that could really push open source AI even further?
I don't think GPUs are going away entirely. But it's more about having more options. The source material talked a lot about the potential of ARM and RACV architecture. These are different ways of processing information, and they're known for being really power efficient. That makes them perfect for running AI on all sorts of devices, even those that don't have a lot of power to spare.
ARM and RISC-V. Okay. I know ARM is already used in mobile devices, but I'm not as familiar with RISC-V. What makes them so well suited for open source AI?
Well, with ARM, it's the power efficiency, like I said. It's already being used in some servers and even laptops. RISC-V is interesting because it's actually an open source architecture itself. Anyone can design and build chips based on it. So you can imagine a future where people are creating their own custom AI hardware tailored to their exact needs.
Wow, that's amazing. It really fits with the whole philosophy of open source software. But okay, let's step back for a minute. We've talked about the pros and cons of running DeepSeek locally, but what about the actual applications? You know, what people are doing with it? What are some of the coolest ways people are using DeepSeek right now?
There are some seriously innovative projects out there. One that really caught my eye was RuCode. It's a no-code platform that uses DeepSeek to generate code for both the back end and the front end of applications.
Wait, no code. So you're saying that someone who doesn't know how to code could actually build an entire application using DeepSeek and this RuCode thing?
That's the idea. Mm-hmm. It's all about making it easier for anyone with an idea to bring it to life, even if they don't have those hardcore coding skills.
That could be huge. Are there any other interesting examples? Is DeepSeek being used by any companies yet?
Definitely. Companies are starting to explore the possibilities. Imagine small businesses using DeepSeek to run their customer service chatbots or to automate tasks that used to require people. There's so much potential.
It sounds like DeepSeek could really level the playing field, giving smaller companies access to the same kind of tools that used to only be available to huge corporations. But earlier we talked about those potential downsides like resource exhaustion and stability issues. Are there any other risks or challenges to think about when using DeepSeek, especially in a business setting?
One thing to keep in mind is that even with powerful hardware, running a model locally might not be as fast as using a cloud-based AI, you know. It's kind of a trade-off between control and convenience. With DeepSeek, you have more control over your data and how the model is used, but it might not be as fast or responsive.
So it comes down to finding the right tool for the job. If speed is critical, maybe a cloud-based solution makes more sense. But if control and customization are more important, DeepSeek might be the better choice. What about the learning curve? Is DeepSeek pretty user-friendly, or do you need a lot of technical knowledge to use it?
It's not quite as simple as using something like ChatGPT. With open source AI, there's a bit more technical stuff involved. You'll probably need to learn about things like a llama and Docker, and maybe even get comfortable using the command line.
So it's a little more hands-on, a bit more DIY. It's not just plug and play, but it sounds like it could be worth the effort, especially if you really value that control and customization. But let's talk about the big question, the elephant in the room. We keep talking about how DeepSeek is democratizing AI, but are there any risks to that? Could it be used for things that are harmful or unethical?
Well, like any powerful tool, AI can be misused. It's super important that we talk openly and honestly about responsible AI development and how to use this technology ethically.
So while we're excited about the potential of DeepSeek and open source AI, it's important to stay grounded and recognize that there are potential risks as well.
Exactly. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
We need to make sure these tools are used for good, and that we have safeguards in place to prevent them from being used for the wrong reasons.
This deep dive into DeepSeek has been really eye-opening. We've talked about how it's changing the AI landscape, the exciting ways people are using it, and the challenges and ethical questions we need to consider. But before we wrap things up, I'm curious about what all this means for the average person. How might DeepSeek and open source AI affect their lives in the years to come?
That's a great question. And that actually leads us perfectly into the last part of our deep dive. Let's explore what the future holds for DeepSeek and how it might shape the world we live in.
We've been talking a lot about the technical side of DeepSeek, the potential upsides, and even some of the challenges. But what really gets me is like how this could impact people's everyday lives. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is pretty mind-blowing when you think about it, isn't it? I mean, we've already got people using DeepSeek to build language learning tools and even platforms that can generate code. Mm-hmm. Imagine those tools getting even better, more personalized.
So you could have like an AI tutor that's specifically designed for your learning style and your goals instead of just using a generic language app.
Exactly. And then there's the creative side of things. AI is already being used in art and music. And with open source models like DeepSeek, those tools will be becoming available to everyone. So picture a world where anyone can create amazing art or compose original music, all with the help of AI.
It's like everyone gets superpowers, but it's not just about individuals, right? What about bigger things, like how this could impact healthcare or education?
The possibilities in those areas are huge. Like in healthcare, imagine DeepSeek being used to analyze medical images, help doctors make diagnoses, or even create personalized treatment plans based on a patient's DNA.
That's incredible. It sounds like something straight out of science fiction, but it's actually happening right now.
It is. And in education, you could use DeepSeek to create learning platforms that adapt to each student's individual needs and learning style, so everyone gets a truly personalized educational experience.
It's really exciting to think about how this technology could make quality education and healthcare more affordable and accessible to people all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really just the beginning. We're just starting to understand what's possible with open source AI. And the source material even mentioned that DeepSeek might be able to work with different kinds of sensory input, not just text and images.
Oh, that's right. There was something about integrating audio and video. What does that mean? Where could that lead?
Well, imagine a DeepSeek model that can listen to the sounds of a rainforest and identify different bird species, or a model that can analyze medical scans just as accurately as a human doctor.
Wow, those are some seriously mind-blowing possibilities. It's amazing how far AI has come and how much further it can go. We're way beyond just text and code now. DeepSeek is like a window into a future where AI can experience the world through multiple senses. It's almost like it's blurring the lines between the physical and digital worlds.
Yeah, it's a future with both incredible potential and some real challenges that we need to be thoughtful about.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into DeepSeek, what's the one thing you really hope our listeners take away from all of this?
I think the most important takeaway is that the future of AI is being shaped right now. And it's becoming more open and accessible than ever before. DeepSeek is just one example of the amazing things happening in the open source community.
It's a call to action, isn't it? Like anyone who's curious, anyone who's passionate about what AI can do should get involved, start exploring and experimenting. Who knows, maybe one of our listeners will be the one to make the next big breakthrough.
That's the beauty of open source. It's a team effort. Anyone can contribute.
That's a great way to put it. This deep dive into DeepSeek has been a wild ride. We've learned how it's changing the game, the potential it has to transform entire industries, and the ethical issues we need to be thinking about. But I think more than anything, it's left us with a sense of hope and excitement for the future of AI.
Couldn't agree more. It's a really exciting time to be involved in all of this.
And to our listener, we encourage you to check out DeepSeek and explore the world of open source AI. Experiment, innovate, be a part of this amazing journey. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.